Dear ones, I give thanks to you for each of you this day, for our community of Trinity Church, for the love of God which knows no boundaries, a love that heals, love that sustains us in times of trouble, times of fear, times of illness, and even in death. We worship together today as we do each Sunday in spirit and truth, knowing ourselves to be beloved children of God, the God who is love. So how happy I was last week to turn to the lectionary readings for today, the fourth Sunday of Lent, and see Psalm 23, one of the most beloved psalms shared with our sisters and brothers across the Abrahamic faiths and shared and loved even by those who would say they have no faith. Let's hear it again, this time in the King James Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ancient words of comfort, words of prayer, words of hope for each of us. The psalm is a proclamation about God and a promise from God. The shepherd, our God of love, is the one who leads us to the things we need, to the things that are good for us, the things that make our lives rich and meaningful. I invite you to close your eyes as you listen to this. Take a moment to imagine these rich images for yourself. In the midst of the fear and disorientation, the desert of isolation that we are all experiencing, God promises to lead you to a place where you can lie down and rest. Breathe in the beauty of creation. New green shoots springing forth. The sound of rain on the roof, the voice of friends on the phone calling to pray with you or laugh with you or cry with you. Green pastures in the desert. Those are the green pastures. Unexpected pools of water on offer too, surprising to find in the midst of the desert. But here they are, that living water Jesus told us about last week. Where are you finding that? In the faces of your family gathered around the table for dinner, in reaching out to others, perhaps with your colleagues as you work remotely and see each other only on the screen. Maybe it's a long walk alone, or a run, or perhaps a ride out on your bike in the beginning spring air. How are you helping to point to the living water for others? A smile at the grocery store? A sincere thank you to the people who cannot work from home, those who deliver the mail and bag our groceries and keep the blood bank open. All these things are acts of living water, acts of love. The shepherd leads us to this water, invites us to drink deeply and then to share widely. We are in the desert together, and it's good for us to rest, to breathe, to share love, to be a bearer of hope. The shepherd knows what is good for the sheep, these things. The shepherd knows so much that our souls are restored, our hope is restored. Because the shepherd, our God of love, leads us not around or away from the darkness, but through it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though I walk through this dark valley, this unprecedented time for all of us, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil because you, God of love, are with me. God is with us, leading us through this valley, protecting and guiding us with rod and staff, with prayer and love, and nudging us in the right ways, the ways that help us to rest, ways that help us to access compassion and gratitude, connection and generosity. And we can have confidence that the shepherd has seen it all. The shepherd is aware of the darkness, this coronavirus darkness, and any other darkness you may be in right now. He knows the darkness and is in the darkness with us. Surely we remember this about Jesus in these Lenten days as he heads for the cross. He walks with us in this darkness, and we walk with him, joined to him in baptism, in life, in death, and in resurrection. We walk with him towards Easter always, even though the path be dark today. The light is always there over the horizon, the empty tomb, the risen Lord. And there's more good news in this psalm. In the midst of the darkness, the table is set for feasting. Even in the face of the pandemic, even in the face of fear and illness and death, God sets the table, a table filled with bountiful, delicious gifts of sustaining food, food prepared for you, for me, and for one another. Picture that table groaning with delicious dishes. What are your favorites? What will sustain you today and in the coming weeks? Our collect for today, the collect for the fourth Sunday of Lent, reminds us that Jesus is the bread, offering himself to us always as bread of life. I also imagine the table filled with big casseroles of compassion, pies bursting with patience, meals of mercy, plates of possibilities and peace, jugs of living water flavored with justice. And of course, all of these dishes are overflowing with love, poured out ladles of love, so that our cups runneth over. The end of Psalm 23 is also good news. The psalmist says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Some of you have heard me say this before. The words that are translated goodness and mercy is actually the Hebrew word hesed, that love and faithfulness and mercy that comes from God alone. A hesed that surpasses our human knowing. It is so vast. That hesed does not follow us, it pursues us. So the shepherd who leads us also pursues us with love and mercy beyond our comprehension. There is nowhere we can go beyond God's reach, God's love, God's persistent love for us. So friends, in these days of uncertainty and fear, be still and know that God is with you in every moment. And when you are afraid, reach out. Reach out to God in prayer. Say these words of Psalm 23. Reach out to a neighbor or to a friend, to me. We are all one flock, and the shepherd is right here, guiding us, feeding us, and loving us always. Amen.